a good part of the story.
Fantastic. Yes. Yes, because this is the part that the explanation comes in. All the preparation of this and that, all those stories, now is the real advice. What is what? Good. Means you all remember last time. Do you? It was another explanation between illusion and the heart. Right. Today, we hear the extension of that. We hear the listen. If you want to understand what we are talking about, honestly, we are silly. Because there is something we understand and it's not explainable in this language. Why? Who created this language?
We did. Human being, right?
What for? To talk about the meaning of life? Is this how it started? Or it started with economy, trading, giving, taking, look at it. That's how it started. We started to have a language to understand a little bit. Okay. So, how the process started? It didn't start a group of educated fellows sitting down and putting down the rule of language. It is filled with blah 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 blah, all these bal bal bals. Then they understood that we should have something in common, the physical stuff, name, avarice, and stuff like that. The meaning of being here, for centuries it was not even the question of the people. So we made this language. During making the language, we realized that the language is not working. Do you know how many words you know? If you're using 500 words, you are a very intellectual fellow. I don't know. The top is 5,000, I believe. It's not more than that, because you cannot learn all the stuff. First of all, one word does not have one meaning at all. Right? Do you know a word that has one word only? No. Then the second stuff. We realize that there is something we cannot say. So we twisted this language. That's poetry. Ooh, we realize that. I say cloud, you understand, I mean up there. I say cloud, I mean something which is not fixed, which you can do nothing about it, and stuff like that, right? So poetry helped. Then there was a time that something else arrived. Mathematics. Fixed another language for that. There are two different languages, basically. What we do, always we mix all of this together. Not very mathematic, but a lot poetic. Why? Because poetic language is talking to your spirit, to your heart, to your imagination. Oh, let's go back. Do you remember how human being started? Imagination. First story, remember? He said, forget about this. Because the animals, they have this. Go to sleep. Then imagination. Even next to that, there is illusion. All of this. And we mix them all together because there is no other way. So, when you want to understand our language, you should understand that we mix them up.
And for us, everything proved to be somehow the opposite. Do you remember the last resource we have to for understanding? We start from this, then imagination, then illusion, then non-existence. Ha ha! That was the key. We found something that the animals, they don't know anything about it. And we want to talk about it. First we have to think about it. What is non-existence? Do you know that scientifically now they're talking that non-existence exists physically? Yeah, if you follow the mathematics stuff, now they have realized that there is no empty space. Yes, there is. But it is something. It's not nothing. It's opposite of existence. That far we know. This is scientifically now. But beside all of this, far from here, we started to realize that non-existence is existence. So everything is opposite. What is a building? Well, that's a subject that architecturally I will talk about it. Do you know how the building starts? First is idea, second is ruining. Preparation is to ruin what is there to build something else. That ruining is a part of building. This is just an example. If you think about it, you will see it in the universe that ruining and building are the same. Because like existence and non-existence, these two, they work together. This will prepare the position for that. That will prepare and control the position of this. This is how it works. Whatever the animal will understand is just one part of this existence. Animals, they understand what is this cyberspace we are understanding now. 50 years ago, none of us could even imagine. Could you imagine 50 years ago you were here, you were a baby, okay. But could you imagine that everybody will take a picture, everybody will talk to. What is this? This is the outcome of all of this digging, right? Now, here Rumi starts. First explanation was the illusion and owl. Now he goes a little bit further to generalize it. Okay. Who's the guilty party tonight? The victim? I believe you are.
My turn.
Yeah.
Explaining that cultivation consists in devastation and composure in distraction. And wholeness in brokenness, and success in failure, and existence in non-existence, and thus the rest of the contraries in pairs.
Pairs? That's the point. Coming together. Everything, nothing is single. The singles, they vanish in the Big Bang. After that, it's always pairs. Now we are talking about those little teeny stuff down there. They are pair, and we even examined it. It works that you divide them. You take one of them somewhere else. They did it in Japan, for hundreds so on kilometers. Okay. You turn this one around. Immediately that one will turn around. They talk that, oh, if we find one of them is in that dark space that we don't know, black or whatever, we could do something with it. This is how it works.
nothing is single, because the existence that we understand is coming together, the opposites, the differences. That's how it works. So he says, look at this and this and this, and there are so many other binary stuff in this universe. So whatever it is, you should understand the opposite it is. Yes.
A certain man came and was cleaving the soil. A fool cried out and could not control himself, saying, "Why are you ruining this soil, cleaving and scattering it?" "O fool," said he, "depart, do not interfere with me. Recognize cultivation from devastation. How should this become a rose garden or cornfield till the soil becomes ugly and ruined? How should it become orchards and crops and leaves and fruit till its arrangement is turned upside down? Till you pierce the pus filled ulcer with a lancet, how will it become well and how will you become healthy?"
Till okay. It will go on and on and on to really settle it down. What is it up to here? There is something over there which is something to get from this little stuff. Somebody is digging, the other one will say, "Why you're ruining it?" I say, "No, this is the culture, agriculture. I have to dig it to do that." But how did he start it? He will start with one simple stuff. Do you remember I always said the last real Iranian philosopher who was killed? He says that the main stuff in this existence is change. Everything should change. What is this change? These are the steps of that change. And he went towards some changes that we do, because we know what's the outcome. We plan and we work. The example of agriculture and all around it. Yes.
Till he cleanses your humors with medicine, how will the indisposition be removed? How will a cure be effected? When a tailor cuts a garment piece by piece, will anyone strike that expert tailor, saying, "Why have you torn this choice satin? Torn this choice satin? Torn this choice satin? Torn this choice satin?"